So karma by chino. Oh, the karma person did in the Krishna.
We start today with the prayer to the
Karmapa. Ah, Kansam. Ah, Kansam. The Kandina Lama is the karma person. Kare. Then karma papa chene se kutrupa yimba se nan jikti yamam so karma pan cheno se karma pa so wata pari. Kachyam drontor ying ni zekhe. Kachyap si chate namke karchyap je. Droba simchi nam. Kachyam drontor ying ni zekhe. Namke karchyap je droba nam dorwar sepe. Ying ni zekhe. Namke karchap jen rova nam dorvar sepa la namka lantha yo mare rova la yantha yo mare te mepe sena tene ying ni ze gogodo ying ni kare ze kare chu ji ying ni ze ke chu ying trupa da trabi ying ni ze na tene karchap jen rova nam ze tu kare chu ying chu ji ying ni ma ze na tene jikte je ming dabu yin na ta to mare Tay Tangbong Konde ji chukun sanang chukun. Demi denbar madroba. Denbar tar do nang na yang denbar madroba. Denbar tar do manang na denbar madroba heba goya yomare. Denbar tar do nang na yang denbar madroba se na denbar madroba de yapoha koko kuno. Chukun demi jomatabar tone. Chukun denbar madrob na yang denbar tato nang ke ngaso denbar kenge do tise na chukun demi jomar to ne jomar to se jete na dong yemi de tokso re kunzo de jejin te de chokwe nang zan de yo na yang yang da kwa denbar madrob na dong ni chok ni chok te jomar ta re jomar ta bar to ne na sin kosom charwan zo je na ma dan sem ni de kosom yemi de charwan zo je Nancy, you got Kosom de Java Singi Loves, and he saw what happened. Oh, yeah.
To give commentary on these four lines, then, Jitin Wangchu, Lord of the World, is an epithet of Chinrezig. It's another name for Chinrezig. And Chinrezig is the one who is the protector, who protects. And cares for all sentient beings. And so he protects us from suffering and is all seeing. And the Karmapa is considered to be an emanation of Chinrezig or Avalokiteshvara. So that's why the first words then there are Jiktin Wangchu, which refers to Chinrezig and Karmapa then is seen as Chinrezig. So then, Karmapa, think of us, Kenmo. Behold us from the space where all beings in numbers as vast as the sky are trained. So this is a traditional image in the prayers. Sentient beings are considered limitless. There's a limitless number of sentient beings to be saved or to be trained. And just in that way, one compares it to the sky, which is also limitless. So both the sky is limitless and the number of sentient beings is limitless. And this space from which Karmapa, we ask Karmapa to behold us, that space then is the, another name for it is the Dharma Dhatu, the expanse of all events, the Chu Yin. And this space is without any mental fabrication. And therefore, because it, without, is it, it is without any mental elaboration or without any obstructions that the thoughts might create, then if one looks from this space, then one is able to see limitless sentient beings, because the space itself is also limitless. If one didn't look from there, then it wouldn't be possible to behold all sentient beings. So therefore, it is said, behold us from the space, and that space then is considered to be endless, vast, and without any mental fabrication or elaboration. And then there's a request, one asks the Karmapa for something. Calls them, and one makes a request. Bring us to see that all phenomena are like an illusion without any true existence. So, phenomena refers to all the phenomena of samsara and nirvana, or one could understand it as all inner and outer phenomena. And actually, when their true nature is understood, these are not truly existent. They appear so, they appear to be truly existent, but actually, when one sees them correctly, and they are not. If they appeared, denpa tarna.
Denpa tarna ya, denpa rawo na.
Tere di mat, di denpa trupna?
Dempa tarnam la tende dembar khengu re tene dembar demi to tobar so bande kore demba tar manang na dembar khengu mare tene demi ke koyam
do. And if they didn't appear to be truly existent, then one wouldn't cling to them. But since they do appear to be truly existent, as if they're something actually there, then one clings to them. And so one needs to come to understand them as mere appearance. If one really realizes the true nature of what these phenomena are, one sees that they are emptiness and appearance inseparable. That is the true nature of them. And that from an ultimate point of view, they are not truly existent. They are this inseparability or coming together of emptiness and appearance. And then, so we ask first that we be blessed to see all phenomena like an illusion, which is the same thing as seeing them as appearance and emptiness inseparable without true existence. And then the second request is, and to realize appearance and mind arising as the three kayas. And that is the second request.
Good.
ジョマントンシジテラタンデバチギヒゾネヤプイサチュクンシジテタンダテネガチュクンラチュクンラデンバリヘンバヨバレチュクンラデンバリヘンバラテンデドガンピルゲヨレベナランゲルラデンバリヘンバラテンデルラデンバリヘンバナムドチンボヨバラテンデテネルラ ねえ、ねえじてばらそば、ルラテンベ、ドガムラバ、なそばよばれ。てドガ、ジランサーコグド、でひごぐど、ドガムラバ、なそばじば。ルラテンベ、ドガムラバ、なそばんで、ルラテンバリヘンベ、なんど、ルテンのそばれ、まど、ルラテンバリヘンバ、みな、ルラテンベ、ドガ、ヨングサマル。てひんど、 Lonjo la dembari hemba la tente Lonjo Jose de Chequare Jose Lonjo la dembari hemba la tente Tene Lonjo la tempe dunga mandrava na sopajebre Lonjo la tempe dunga Jase Chevale Chunjo le sumba yendo Tambo Lonjo de Sakpala dunga chimboyere Kale Kabur le lava yomar Supposova la Kale Kabur Lonjo te supoci chona lonjo yapoci tom ne yang tela lonjo tela kuma yungare, jakpa yungare, lonjo nyam dogre, lonjo te sungchop seva la yang kalekabu yung. Then jiso lonjo te land over dunga yore, jose lonjo te land over dunga, mepa chand over dunga. Yopa maze, Sheba kapso, Rani Shendrova kapso, Longju, Chimbuta, Supo Kandichi in a young Ranga Longju, the Hencha Yuna, Longju, the Tempe Donga, Nyung Hindo, Shendogre. Oh, Nala Longju, Tunduji, Nala Longju, the Sakpa, the Song, said the Kale Mambo Javai. ตาลงจุตะซอกะรซอกะรซานเปทัมเคบะเมนะเหญจะซอนะชิกะรทัมเคบะยูนะลงจุเกบะละตังนะอีชิกะรทัมเคบะเมนะลงจุละเต็มบะดงะญงยินะชิกะรลงจุเจรังละดงะซอกะรมะเหญดะละดงะซอกะรเนนเดนราวะตะปิญจะราวะตะซุตัมเจตะเนลงจุตงละตันดะลันทุกปะจะรังดงะญงรังกิเนเดละยะดงะมังบุญญงชิกะร ติจันสุกังกาฮะโกเวสเมรุเตยินโตเตตะลงจุละเตมเปดงาเตลงจุละเตมบะริเขมบัลเตนสงระมาโตลงจุละเตมบะริเขมบะมีนะลงจุละเตมเปดงายอมาเรดิสนะลงจุยังตะนิเดเมจอมตาบะโตโกกุนโตตอกปะระโซบะเตกุกุ で、現在ダラテンブドンガタンニーンテンブドンガイオレ。ナトラニンジヨネゾンテニテラテブダジンチミジヨングイオレ。ダジヨナヤンニンジガヨングレ。ダニニカイオレ。ディセナダタニーンテンブドンガムダバナソバジオレ。ダタニーンテンブドンガテヤン。テニ ดาตุปุยนี่ดุกายินงาโซละดงาโซวามาเรรังกะนัมโตกะเดมบะริดานีละเดมบะริเขมบะละเตนเดเดมบะริเขมบะนัมโตละเตนรังละดงาโซวะยอเรทีเซนะดาตานีหยังมะละจมตะบะโตกุกุโดดานีมะละจมตะบะมาโตนะดานีละเตนเปดงาละโซยะยอมาเรดากะเซโตนะหยังโซยะยอมาเรดาวะมังนโดกะเร ดาบตอนะมังตนโรบะเตเตเนเตคอร์บะรังยินเรเตยินเตญีจังนะญีละซงจูซอนะยังญีกะเซจังนะยังมังตนโรกะเรจองยะกะญีละญีละจองยะกะจองเตยะปุซอยะยังยะปุซอทุกุมาเรทีเซนะดานีญีกะยังจุมะตะบะโตนะดานีญีกะจุมะตะบะโตนะ Danila Chadang Chigamare, Jumatabitok, sorry, Abushin, Nigala Ninki Chigre. Nasu Dani Niga, Jumatabarto, Nigala, the Hemba Mabandrao, Mombandrao Chan, Yabumdu, Dani Jumatabarto, and Nigala Ninki Chemuchego, the Tequachimolo. Narve.
That all phenomena are like an illusion without any true existence. So one can look at the various sufferings that arise as arising from not being able to do this, from not being able to see that phenomena arise as an illusion. So for example, there is a suffering that arises from the concept that takes the body to be truly existent. And this concept that takes the body to be truly existent, then on the basis of that, various sufferings arise. If this concept's not there, if one doesn't take the body to be truly existent, then the suffering will not arise. In the same way, one can look at one's wealth or one's resources and or one's bank account, however you want to consider it. And in clinging to that as being something truly existent or something there, actually there, then also suffering arises based upon that very clinging. It's the clinging, it's not the objects themselves, but it's our clinging to it, the concepts we have that cling to it, that create our suffering. So, in the Bodhicharya Avatara, the guide to the Bodhisattva's path, Shantideva talks in particular, Rinpoche cited this, in relationship to wealth or resources. And there are different kinds of difficulty that arise in relationship to being wealthy or having lots of resources. One of them is, first of all, you have to collect it. You have to make it. So that means you have to go out and work for it and gather all of this wealth together. And then once you have it, then there's always the possibility that someone will take it from you, someone will want to steal it from you. So then you have to protect it from thieves and robbers and so forth. So that's a big job as well. How am I going to protect all of this stuff that I've accumulated with so much effort? And then afterwards, you can't always protect it safely, and then there's always the possibility that it'll be lost. And when it does get lost, then there's the suffering of having lost it. So that's the third kind of suffering. And the fourth is that if you die and you have great attachment to wealth, then you die thinking about this wealth. Oh, I spent so much time accumulating it, and all the different things that you have, and then how you've protected it, and then who's going to get it and where it's going to go once you go. And you die with your mind totally preoccupied with this kind of thinking. And of course, that's not the best way to go. So what one wants to do instead, of course, is when you die, is to dedicate whatever one has accumulated in one's life to a virtuous activity of some sort, of some way. There are then these different kinds of suffering that can arise from being attached to wealth. Then, if one doesn't take it, however, to be truly established or truly existent, some kind of actual thing that really is there, then one comes to see it as an illusion. And then that lack of attachment allows that kind of perception to arise. The third kind of suffering that can arise comes from the suffering that's based on friends and enemies. So if you have friends, then you're bound to have enemies. And if you have enemies, you're bound to have friends. This is the sort of the nature of living in this samsaric existence. It's made up of these kind of connections, of positive or negative connections. So if you have some kind of suffering that arises in based on the fact that you think someone's your enemy, then you must come to see that that suffering is there because of the clinging to this enemy as something truly existent. So what one needs to do is to come to see both friends and enemies as illusion-like, to give up one's clinging to either one of them. How many enemies you overcome or conquer or subdue or tame, there will still be more to arise, because that's simply the nature of this dualistic existence. And no matter how many friends you manage to take care of, there will always be more coming. It's like endless, both of these kinds of concepts that cling to friends or enemies just make more and more of them continually arise. So if one can come to see them both as illusion-like, then and give up the hate for enemies and the attachment to friends, this clinging will dissolve. And then what can arise is what the Mahayana path teaches us, and that is compassion. And this compassion is for both friends and enemies. It's not just for people that we feel close to, but it's a compassion that includes both all of one's enemies. So in that way, seeing all phenomena like an illusion, one can look at it under these three categories of coming to see one's body as an illusion, coming to see one's wealth or resources as an illusion, and coming to see friends and enemies as an illusion.
Tene, ta karma bala sonde, karma bala rum dona, tse kamba yeden don, tene karma bandoinja nam kala gom, kosong tokyo wan lang, tunduzona, tene lad of duty yabo yungle.
So you can make actually a deity practice or a sadhana out of these four lines. Well, you imagine that the karmapa is in the sky in front of you. And you chant these four lines and imagine that you are receiving the blessings of body, speech, and mind from him.
Demo, So it's page 25 in the Chinese.
So in the other text on page 53, it's about, you go to the middle of the page and then down a little bit, it says, Lak Wong Yintin Jiangsu Tianmu. These are the ones that relate to Jiangsu Kontro. And it's in the Tibetan, it's three lines from the bottom on page 52.
Because
we're chanting these verses that deal with Jiangsu Kontro in front of his kudum, his precious body, then it is auspicious and it's an occasion for lots of blessings to arise.
Ngawang yuntin jamsun chino yin yi sung jok long ni zekhe nama denzun rur jikhe ni kansong lang du chenun zu jay khe sabasong ngawang se chete nga la wang jirwa nga la wang toba nga la wang toba tuandare tene jamgo lo dun taye zui chin de nga tsam zepare ha chang kheba chenpo da Kepa Chenpo Yinpa Se Na Nga La Rangwang Thapa Ndrawa Yabari Di Se Na Nga Wang Se Yuen Ting Jiang Tso Se Yuen Ting Tha Ye Pa Jiang Tso Tawa Nga Pa Tuan Ta Re Nga La Wang 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 Yuen Ting Jiang Tso Tawa Tha Ye Pa Nga Pa Se Na Nga Wang Yuen Ting Jiang Tso Chen Nong Yin Yin Sung Jok Long Ni Zekhek Se Zekhek Se Je De Kur Sek Re Tak So Lab Zekhek Se Ge Re Kaba Ni Zek Gu Ndo Yin yi sung jok long ni zekhe Yin da ye hi yir me paam Yin da ye hi sung dun jok pe long ni zekhe Yin kare ye hi kare Yin chu tam je je ne lok tru pa da trawe yin re Ye hi te Tanta ne lok tok pe ye hi Nambar mato pe ye hi sili zon da ta ye hi re Yin da ye hi Yin da ye hi nipo te yer me pa song dun jo pa ying ri yen mi re ta ying yin ye song jo long ni ze ke ying ri yen mi long ni ze ke yin ye song jo long ni zuk pa ying ri yen mi long ni zuk pa sar tong song jo long ni zuk pa te par che che pa yo bare sar tong song jo long ni ze ke sar tong song jo long ni ze na na so la ze na ya Zekpa pola den yin da nam do da tundu gogo yo ma re. Ti se na yin yin sung jok long ni. Long ni, long ni, yin ni. Dakso durza nam la. Zewa nyingi chenpu go ni zekhe. Kurtsek re. Zek ne ta. Lama la sorba tab ten doi don son deb che rang lan doi pa don sorba deb ya ji gogo yo re. Te kar re. Nam wa den zin shor ji keng ni kanzong lan do che tu zo che. Nam wa. Nala, Naso la Nama la Denbarn Zembando, Sende Nama la Denbarn Zin, Denbarn Zimbam, Denbari Hinte, Lula Tang Mumaheba Yendo, Lula Denbari Hemba, Lunjula Denbari Hemba, Drala Denbari Hemba, Nila Denbari Hemba, Sende Joyer Tamjela Denbari Hemba, De Yendo, Danda, Nava, Gepa, Chevala Denbari Hemba, Lungbala Yola Denbari Hemba, Mandrava Nazo Vajido. Rang payu mini yang, mui payu la denbari kemba. Mui yur tuntruk tu sebala so, but ini ngazo, pe kalekabu yamun. ตานามะเดนเจนเดนามะละเดนบะริเฮมเดนเจนจินนัมโดนเดดงาจิซาวะดงาจิเยดันซาวะจองจิเยดันซาวันดาวเรนามะเดนเจนเดเฮกโกนโดฮรอจิเฮงเนเซฮรอจิเฮกเซจิตะคาเรลัมซังตวยเจกเดเฮงโดวันดาตันดาเซจาตโซคังบะทอกซามังโบจินเดซุนิงบะจาดูเฮกดูเดเนโลอินาบามินาเจกเฮงเดลัมซังคังกะเฮงโดยาเจเรเซกโดวะ พันธุ์ธรรมโดบะกังกะมาหิงโดกะเสกโดโลกิโลกิเสกเตสายโยกิสายโยกิสายโยกิปะโลกิสิกวันดาวินเจนคัมปะนิงบะตะสิกดุบัมติกยังเดติกังกะมาหิงโดกะเสกโดโรจิเฮงเนโรจิเฮงเนรังนามเดนเจนเตเตมโบเมปะโรจิเฮงเนกังกะญัมโบเฮงเฮงเนโรจิเฮง ခေါ်ကြည့်ခင်စစ်တဲ့နမ်ရတဲ့ဆိုထားလေဂျမ်ရတဲ့တဲ့ကန်ကန်ထွန်တော့ခရင်တော့ဝတင်းရောကြည့်ခင်ပန်တော့နမ်မတင်စင်းတဲ့ခေါ်ကြည့်ခင်နဲ့စာမနေခင်နဲ့ကန်စုံလန်းတဲ့ချင်းနေဇိုးတဲ့ကန်တဲ့ချင်းဆုံးနေရန်လန်းတဲ့ချင်းနေပါချင်းငါလဲငါဆိုလို့ကိုကုန်တော့ကန်စုံလန်းတဲ့ချက်လူလာလူတယ်လား ជីពុលឡាដងគគមរីជីពុលឡានទឈេតបាជីពុលឡាហេនជាមេបាជីពុលឡាទិនដងាមម៉ាប់របាលលលដងាសងណដងាទេជឿជទោសឡានទឈេតបាដនណឈេតឡាជីដេវាដងាជីដូកាន់ទេជីសងណយ៉ាងទេឡានទឈេតបាជីគគមទឡានទឈេតម៉ាតមណជីពុលឡាជីពុលសងណជីពុលហេនជាចងណដងាឡាំសងភេរី ดงาสงนะดงาละเดนบะริเฮนะดงาเตฮาจังเชมบุจากะเรดงาเตเลธรรมะทัพปะเตเลโธรมะทัพปะดาวนัมโตเจกะยะเรเตนัมโตเสเจติฮกเชมบุยะเรดิเสนะตาเชนเตละจิปุตะดงานิเลจิโตละเดนบะริมะยินบะจิโตกังสงนะยังลานตุนเชตบะโกกะโตลานตะเชรเสเจติกังสงนะยังเตชุจะโธสะเชตบะ ทำไปทำไปช่วยจะยังไงจะรู้สึกเชื่อตัวไปดีกว่าตัวเต้เช่นเด็กจีบจูนเด็กจีบยังไม่รู้จะมาทำอะไรเช่นจีบหลานต้องเชื่อตัวไปดงอาจูนดงอาไม่รู้ตัวจะมาทำอะไรเช่นดงอาเต้หลานต้องเชื่อตัวไปช่วยจะรู้สึกเชื่อตัวไปช่วยจะไม่ติดเราใช่ไหมเทตัดข้างสองหลานต้องเชื่อหนุนดูเช่ ကံကံတဲ့ကျဆုံးနေရင်တဲလန်းတို့ချက်နေပါချက်လာမေနန်ရောနာငါဝန်ယူတင်ကြံချနာရောနာစေငါဆိုလန်းတို့ချက်တူမှုတို့ជីပစုံနဲ့ជីပလေးခင်ကြံချက်ကတော့တင်းလမ်းဆန်းជីပတဲ့ညံတို့ဒုငါယုံကတော့ဒုငါတဲ့ကျုံနဲ့ဒုငါလည်းတင်ပါခင်ကတော့ဒုငါတဲ့ဒုငါတဲ့ထရရမေပန်တော်ဟာကျဒုငါချင်းပူချက်ကတော့တင်းတို့မယုံပါတင်းနဲ့ကံဆုံးလန်းတို့ချက်တူပါ
If you look at these lines then individually to comment on them, Jungle Kong had several different names. One of them was Thapo Nyungan Jatsu. And so we would take comments on the name. Ngok means speech, and Wong means like powerful or master of speech. And this is something that Jangwon Khonto Lodru Taye had accomplished. He's known for the five great treasuries that he accomplished, and he was a great, great scholar. So this first word then refers to him as a great scholar. And this Yuntan means qualities, and Jamso is ocean. And so he was an ocean of qualities. That means he was had like limitless, vast qualities. The next line says, behold us from the expanse of space and primordial wisdom in union. Where is it that he is gazing upon us from? It is the great expanse where
face and primordial wisdom are inseparable or are in union. This union of expanse and wisdom or expanse and awareness, that is the true nature of all phenomena. It is without mental fabrications. Can also be known as fully non-conceptual wisdom or completely non-conceptual wisdom. Another word for it is clarity and emptiness in union. And these terms are all more or less synonymous. The way in which he is looking at it is from this space of the expanse and awareness inseparable is without any kind of attachment or any conception. It's a completely pure kind of gazing. It is a gazing that is filled with great compassion and loving kindness. So then now that we have sort of called to Jhanvan Khondro, then we make a request. And what we request from him is that we stop taking appearances to be real. And as Rinpoche explained earlier, we have this very powerful tendency to cling to outer appearances as truly existent. Before, it's either our country or our wealth or our friends or our enemies. All of these we have this very strong, intense clinging to as truly existent. We also cling to being sick as truly existent, to getting old as something that's truly existent, that actually happens to death as something truly existent. We cling to our own country, and if we don't have a country, then we cling to sort of the realm of human beings as being truly existent. So there are many, many ways in which this dualistic clinging manifests. And it is the source, the very basis or root of all of our suffering. So in order to eliminate this suffering, we need to first work with this taking things to be truly existent. We need to eliminate that. And stop taking these appearances to be real. Means that we ask that it stop immediately, sort of in one fell swoop, so to speak. Uche gave two examples. One is a very old house that's just about ready to crumble, has many stories, and say it, there's a bomb or something that explodes, and it just falls apart in one go. Or, for example, an airplane that crashes, it also disintegrates in one moment, it's in pieces. So if we ask that in that same kind of way, that our clinging to things is being truly established, this solid grasping also completely in one fell swoop just fall apart. So then, the second request that we make is that our ability to carry on to the path, whatever arises, be developed or be increased. Because usually what happens is that when our body is happy, in all the various ways it gets happy, we cling to that. We forget about the Dharma. Or when we're sad, we're suffering, then we tend to think, oh, this suffering is horrible, and we tend to extend this suffering ad infinitum, and we think we're trapped in it, and we'll never get free of it, and we make our suffering worse by actually sort of fixating on the suffering and clinging to it as real. What we need to do, of course, is not cling to whatever physical delights arise, and not fixate on suffering as something truly existence. If we can free ourselves from that, then what happens is that we come to see all the whatever arises in our experiences as dreamlike. We see pleasant experiences as a dreamlike. We see suffering as like a dream. And that way we're not caught by it. And this seeing them as an illusion or as a dream, whatever that is, whatever experience really arises, because actually that kind of covers the whole thing, either good or bad experiences, no kind of the category. So whatever arises in our experience, if we come to see that as an illusion life, that means that we have brought it onto the path. We have brought it sort of within the sphere of our Dharma practice. So we're asking this, we're asking that Dharma Kundra give this to us, that we can't really do it by ourselves. We cling to our happinesses, we fixate on our sufferings, and then it just becomes worse. So we ask for his blessing that we will be freed of this.
Namdo di heku vijum sin kare. Tandela, tebe jindan sena nama la denjin hekbar shoji, some nan digendo, take mangutang gomundo, request jindan zona, nama la denjin heku vijum singi gomundo. Junsin mina hek shoji and pingamudo. Nama la denjin heku vijum sin kare. Nama te malam yendo, sende nama de jujin tender cho zanje. Nang zangjere mato denbar maropa nandong yerme ba mlamje nawa tabre chende mlam yin de nandong yinmi yin ne yang tene nandong yinmi je tong mato te nga cho namdo thorte mlang ngo ma hi ba kapso mlamje nawa denbar madom na yang denbar hi ba namdo de thorbare te yin do nga cho namdo thorge yere Denbar madam nayam malam yendo den yin je namdo den churba yimbese na churba namdo nde ikhikpar senje lobse sobata pare jumsin den dabu go ni sobata na sorban depa te tebe jindang re ina khe go be jumsin la sam te khe na rekpa jindang da tepa dang khirap je jindang ni ka nyam bu yong re tebe jindang da khirap je jindang ni ka sungder zon ni agre sam bu yong
So we're asking them that these clinging to appearances as truly existent be annihilated. And so we ask for this. And there are two ways of sort of approaching this request. One is for those who are mainly rely on faith as their form of practice. And the other is those that tend to rely more on reasoning, on intellectual examination. And so for those who rely mainly on faith, then there is just really the heartfelt request that this be granted. Whereas those that are more intellectually inclined, then they need reasons for why we ask for this. So, the whatever appears is dreamlike. And why is it dreamlike? Because all the appearances within this life are the mere appearance of the coming together of various causes and conditions. That's all they are. It's this gathering of causes and conditions, otherwise known as dependent or codependent or interdependent arising. And anything, any phenomena that arises in this way is a dreamlike, is the inseparability of appearance and emptiness, is not truly existent. And although things are actually this way, we don't see it. We haven't realized that which is the inseparability of appearance and emptiness. So we remained confused by our conception, confused by our mental processes, which take these things to be truly existent when they're actually not. And so what we're asking is that Lodratai help us to disintegrate, to dissolve, to destroy these this process of conception that continues to take things as truly existent. It's this process of this deluding process of conception that we ask to be freed from. And Rinpoche says, actually, even though there are these two aspects of those that follow faith and those that follow reasoning, actually what's really best is to have both of them together, is to have both the faith and the understanding.
Nāwa nāndōṅ yinmī lā Dēmbar yinmī nāndōṅ dī Dunga Nyumung Prabhasar Here Denze Rur Jekhi Kwarisho Tse Kangma Jekla Tse Dice saggio. Donga nyumo professor denzi forci che per forse dedo. Dite a sera.
So we would just put this into a verse. This conception, this process of conceptual thinking, which clings to things as truly existent. Actually, let's put a line in front of that. Just move your pencil up. Appearances are appearance and emptiness inseparable. Yet, and then the next one. Yet this this conceptual process clings to them as true. Since suffering and the glaciers being like the afflicted, afflicting views, or afflicting mental states increase, the suffering glaciers increase, destroy in one blow ego fixation.
Don't go on the chance of Nepal, indicate.
So now, you're supposed to chant this?
Appearances are appearance, and emptiness inseparable, yet this conceptual process clings to them as the existence, since suffering and the glaciers increase, destroying one glow egotization.
Jarse Lodun Taye in Chino, Samda Ninjing Angni Ziki, Dokun Tenjin Pamar Kini, Yemi Ning Nidun Zuji. Here's our song, the Ta Jarse Lodun Taye de Sanjo Sempatiere, Jarvese Jarva Zoba Sanjere, Tese de Sanjo Sembare, Jarse Sejet So Sanjo Sembalako Jarse Lodun Taye in Chino. Jarvis Sepo, Sanjo Samba, Lodun Taye, Lodu de Hirab the Parche Chepare, Lodun Taye Pam, Hiram Taye Pa, Navisena Jesse Lodun Taye. Hajang Chenrap Chembo, Lodu Chembo Songwan, Lodun Taye Chen. Ziki, Dalso Durzanan Ziki. Kavani Kandesi Zikugno. Sambadang, Simchin Tamche, Devadang, Deva Jodang Jebala, Demban Deva Sambadang, Dunga Jodang Jebala, Travern Deva, Seva Ningje Chembo, Nijingani, Sambadang Ningingani, Simchin Zeke. Chetang Sambadang Ningje, you know? Zekpa potele samba ninge yona zektor yabu zikri. Samba ninge mina zek sena yon yabu zikri marwa. Samba ninge gani zikri. Drokun tenjin pamar kine. Drokun, drova semjin kun. Nambi lola, tekpa chenbi lola semjin tamje pamar majorba mi songre. Drokun semjin tamje pata ma tabri kine. Pata ma yin bari hini yin bin yin ni dum ni zu che yin la pen ba te ka zan ma yin ba tik pa chen po pe lok la teni chetang yin bin drop go ba te ka ni mang bu la gendo ke cha mang bu he gendo yin na yang yin thak pa ni yin bin drop ya te ka le ka po yo ba re yin bin yin thak pa ni drop me ba chen zu che se ka ni yin bin lap ke cha mang bu he ni yang When Ying Takwan Yin Bin dropped to the Kalekabo Yungri Yin Bin Jisente. Did say Jumsin Delta will attain Yin Bin Ying Takwan and dropped to Bajita, Nano Jisi, Sorba Tabuzamore, Sorba Tabuyo. Temado, Ying Takwani, Yin Bin Dovia de Kalekabore, Kane Dovia, Lavia de Lelawayo. In a young one Dovia Kalekabore, this ena Ying Takwani, Yin Bin dropped Nebaje, Lames Angel of the Souls.
The next verse also relates to Jangwon Kontu. Jase Lo Dru Taye Tieno. So Jase Lo Dru Taye, Lo Dru Taye is the name we usually know him by, Jangwon Kontu Lo Dru Taye. And Lo Dru Taye was the name he was given as a bodhisattva, his bodhisattva name. Jiao refers to the Buddha, the conqueror, and Se is his offspring, his children, his inheritors. And so Lodro is almost has the same meaning as Prajna. Lodro sometimes translated as intellect, but it's not a superficial kind of intellect, it's a very sharp and refined kind of intellect. It's the same as superior knowledge, the paramita. And Taye means without limit. So he was an extremely learned and wise scholar and practitioner. So then, from whence is it that he is gazing upon us or thinking of us, it is from the state of loving kindness and compassion. The loving kindness, which desires that all sentient beings have the root or the basis, the foundation, sort of the continual source of joy and happiness, and with compassion, which is the wish that all sentient beings be free of any kind of suffering. And then the last one says, the people have to recognize all beings as our kind of parents. So in the Mahayana especially, one sees all sentient beings as having been at one time or another a father or a mother. And the last line says, develop our ability to benefit others in the depth of our hearts. So this ability to benefit others is not just something that, that comes from our mouth. It's not just the mere words that we say. This ability to develop, to benefit others, is something that has to come from the depth of our being, from the very core of our heart and our mind. It's something that we wish for with our total, everything that we have. That kind of intense and complete desire, one wishes to help other beings. Say that one wants to help other beings, that those words can come from oneself easily, but in actually to really benefit others, it's very difficult. It's not an easy thing to do. And so we ask that Lodra Taye help us, that he bless us, that we will actually be able to benefit other sentient beings.
Chasong. Jose Luden, Tikiti, Yangu Luden Taye, Sunday Tikini, the Tekang Bachuni here, the Nicharans of Peke, Lot Savajan into the Savate, Sunday the Lolos on the Yabondo, Ladu the Yamba Yungre, Yang Yangu K, the Yangu Luden Taye, Chukere. Snap Timber is somebody.
Today, there's been an explanation of the verse related to the Kamapa and two verses related to Jangan Honjo Lodra Taye. And those of you that aspire to be translators or those who are speaking Tibetan language, then it would be good to memorize these verses, or you should memorize these verses. And you can make them also into a deity practice. And if one does that, the language, and then chanting these verses along with the visualization. And since these verses are written in the Dharma language of Jangam Khotro Lodra Taye, there is a great blessing in them.
Jangan na tembe jo manda jeva jinje parma jo tero jene no de jandoi deke dage malanda bani so te zonje zonze mdom jege Deya da benza deya, ambu da na